Now, I said at the top of the show, ladies and gentlemen, even when a country is in recession, does it mean that you bury your head in the sand and forget about making money? Not at all. My next guest is the founder of Trade with Precision, through which he teaches and mentors people to trade on the stock market for a living from your own living room. Yes, you'll never have to leave the house and you can make millions. This gentleman founded the company so that he could teach people real trading strategies. And he tries to get rid of all the irrelevant information and all the gobbledygook that can cause major confusion. And I read a press release yesterday, and I was very impressed by what this man has to say, so much so that we invited him on the show this morning, and I'm delighted that he accepted our invitation. Nick MacDonald, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe.
And thank you so much for taking our call today. It's interesting because you're of the belief, despite all the happenings, the horrible happenings on stock markets worldwide, for those who have an interest in stocks and trading, there's still money to be made.
Absolutely, Joe. There's money to be made in all markets. And in fact, the stock market is just one of the markets I trade. And I primarily focus on currency markets and also index markets, i.e. the markets like the Dow and the S&P and the FTSE, the DAX, that actually make up the stock markets. And as a trader, these markets are moving. So they may be moving down, and previously they've been moving up. And people who tend to invest, i.e. buy and hold, yes, they are losing money as they continue to hold as markets move down. But for a trader, all we want is a market to be moving. And in fact, we want a market to be moving well. And one thing we do have lately is perhaps the best moving markets that we've had in decades. So with that movement, there's a lot of money to be made. There's a lot of money on the table for a trader to move in and out of that market and profit from it.
Do you mind me asking, are you on a conference phone there? We're just finding it very difficult to pick you up.
Okay, one.
Good man.
Is that better?
That's perfect. Sorry.
Very sorry about that.
That's a lot better. Now,
did you hear me okay there?
Yeah, yes, we got all of that, but one could sense you were just slightly cutting in and out. Now, the question I want to ask you is, are you telling me, therefore, that while companies like our banks, for example, we're going through a torrid time, like all the banks worldwide in this country at the moment, and they're losing money hands over fist, and people ask the question, where's all the money going? Are you telling me that people like you are cleaning up on this?
Absolutely. There is money to be made, and I think people are given the impression wrongly that because the banks are losing money, that there's no money for them to make. They look at it and think, okay, the experts are losing, therefore I will lose too, i.e. it's a bad time to get into the market. But not necessarily. There is, again, just coming back to that movement, if there is movement there, you can profit from that movement.
So someone's misfortune, in this case, for example, the banks, could make a fortune for someone like you.
Absolutely, and actually there's a lot of people out there that have made a fortune from it. Looking at Fortune, some of the big hedge fund traders who have been blamed for a lot of this, and I know a lot of hedge funds have also lost money, but some of them who were shorting these banks and who actually, they have made a fortune, and they've been blamed for it, but they have made a fortune. And in honesty, my opinion on that, they were shorting stocks. They didn't make those stocks go down. They were shorting bad companies, and they had the foresight to see that and to actually short those companies.
Is it fair to say that so many of us have a great interest in the stock market, but we just don't understand how it all works? And in your case, it's interesting because you deal primarily in financial stocks, if I'm not mistaken, on the financial stock market, the FX, is it?
Correct. Foreign exchange.
The foreign exchange. And, for example, someone said to me last night, that's where J.P. McManus made all his money. Is that true?
I am not sure, to be honest.
I'll have to find that out.
I'm not 100% sure on that.
He's one of our wealthiest individuals, is J.P. Okay. But, is it a case of where you're dealing in currencies and taking into account what's happening with sterling and the euro, for example? Are you betting on things like that?
Absolutely, and even just this morning, I'm not sure if you've seen German consumer confidence out this morning, and German consumer confidence has come out this morning and it's at its lowest level since 1982, hence would appear to be bad news for the German economy and for the euro. The euro has risen quite strongly this morning off the back of that. Now, I was out having breakfast when that happened, so I didn't trade that particular piece of news, but one thing it created is movement, and that's what traders want, and a lot of people have sat there and profited from that move. And it may have been bad news, but for some reason The euro's gone up. Why has it gone up? On the back of bad news. I don't try and figure that stuff out. I look at charts. So I'm a technical trader. I study technical analysis, and I look at charts to forecast. The simple concept, in case you don't know about technical analysis and for your listeners, is we're looking at charts, so we're plotting the price, where the price has been. And certain patterns that have happened in the past over hundreds of years have a certain probability of the same thing happening again when we see that pattern.
Right, but taking into account the impact that this turbulence it can have on a country like Ireland, where you have a border and, you know, you put one foot on one side of the border and it's sterling, another foot on the other side of the border and it's the euro.
Yep.
And we're so concerned now in relation to parity here, in that, you know, sterling is moving more and more towards parity with the euro. And that seems to be the policy of the UK government, where they're prepared to devalue their sterling so that the British exports can become more competitive. So if you had €1 million right now,
mm-hmm.
or £1 million, and I said to you, Nick, off you go, carte blanche, you can do whatever you like with it, what would you be doing with it?
I'm looking at a chart right now as we speak. Right this very second, I'm not talking long term, but right now, if we were talking for the next few weeks, I would go short euros, long pounds. So I would sell euros and buy pounds.
Explain that to me, because I'm... When you say sell euro and buy pounds, are you telling me that the euro... I mean, are we heading more and more towards parity here?
Well, I think we'll get there, but what I'm just looking at on the chart, as we get towards parity, right, so I'm looking at the euro versus the pound. So that
okay.
means the euro at the moment is rising versus the pound. So right now we are at 0.9426, right this morning. And in fact, this morning we've already been up to above 0.95. So we've almost got to parity. We're not too far away from it.
Yeah.
And it's risen quite dramatically again today. But one thing that also happens at the end of a move, Joe, at the end of a move, people start to jump on board, and i.e. the public, the people who didn't have the foresight to be on board earlier on are now thinking, hey, the euro is going to parity, let's jump on board.
Mm.
And what I can see just by looking at the chart is I can see that the public are now getting on board. I can see that by looking at the chart, that the moves are getting stronger and longer. That means everyone is finally getting in. And usually when that's happening is the time that the opposite happens. So when I say I would, if anything, I would think euros will now decline against the pound. It's had a really strong rally. In fact, I'm looking at it only once in the whole of December. So only once in 18 days now. There's only been one down day for the euro versus the pound in 18 days. And it's getting a little bit overdone now. So in the very short term, I think there should be a bit of a retracement back. The euro should fall a little bit versus the pound. But I do, you know, I imagine parity will be reached.
And with that €1 million, you would buy pounds.
Yeah, so whenever you trade a currency, right, you always have to sell one and buy another. So
yeah.
if you wanted to buy pounds, you have to use another currency to buy those pounds. So I would sell euros to buy pounds.
Sell euros to buy pounds. I hope you're all listening, ladies and gentlemen. And with your company, www.tradewithprecision.com, you are saying to people like me who know very little about the stock exchange and foreign currencies but would love to learn more, that... by availing of what you have to offer, I can sit at home with a pretty decent PC, drink coffee all day long, smoke cigarettes, enjoy the comforts of my own home, and make money.
It's for those reasons that I left my job. I left my job. I haven't worked for anybody else for over 5 years now.
Right. And are you making money, Nick? I mean, are you a multi-millionaire?
I'm not a multi-millionaire, but I make a very good living. I make a lot more money than I did when I worked for somebody else.
All right,
in fact, I make large multiples of what I used to make. And I'm working on the multi-millionaire.
Right. How long do you think it'll be before you get there?
Shouldn't be too long, to be honest.
Shouldn't be too long with the way things are going.
Shouldn't be too long.
Yeah. And so, genuinely now, is it a case of close the curtains, switch on the PC, log on, and just keep an eye on patterns, charts, movements, troughs, valleys, swings, roundabouts, and it's all about knowing when to pounce?
Actually, Joe, yeah, you're right, but that's the easy part. The hard part is, because trading is dealing with money, and people are very emotional about money, it is it can be a frustrating game, it can become an emotional game. So the technical side, the looking at the charts, is easy. I can teach that to kids. The hard part is controlling those emotions. So I'm not sure if you've ever played golf, or if any of your listeners have played golf. I'm sure some have.
Yeah.
It can be a frustrating game, right? If you're trying to hit that ball, it can be frustrating. And trading similar, i.e. you do have to learn the ropes. But the difference is when you make mistakes, i.e. when you place bad trades and do things wrong, it's not just that you hit the ball into the woods, it's that you lose some money for doing that.
And unlike Nick Leeson, this is your money. It's not somebody else's.
Correct. But you can trade very, very small. You can start very small. So while you're learning, just like learning to play golf, you expect to make mistakes. You will. It's an absolute given. It's going to happen. You can keep your risk very, very low, i.e., you could go out there and trade the €1 million you talked about, but when you start trading, you can trade tiny little amounts. You could risk per trade, you know, a couple of euros if you wanted to. So yes, it will still have a financial impact. It's still something. When you go and buy your pint of Guinness, you may have just paid for it or lost that money on your last trade. And as you start to get confidence, get good at it, start to pick things up, you can start to increase your size.
But what do you say to those, Nick, who would argue this is another form of gambling?
It is if you don't know what you're doing. Gambling is for someone who doesn't have a strategy. There are also out there, while I can't comment personally, I'm not a gambler,
yeah,
i.e. in the casino, there's professional gamblers who make money. And in fact, I know in Ireland there's a lot of professional gamblers out there. I lived in Ireland for a little while myself.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of professional horse gamblers and people like that who make a living from it. It's gambling if you go in there and say, put my money on red, put my money on black, hey, let's just go along the euro because everybody says to go along the euro. It's not gambling if you have a defined strategy and you stick to that strategy, and that strategy gives you an edge in the market. And you need to stick to that strategy through good times and bad. There'll be ups, there will be downs. But if you have that strategy, which historically over hundreds of years, much longer than we've been alive, has given more success than not, then all you need to do is execute that strategy.
Right. And just to confirm once again, you're telling me, because someone said to me the other day, live on this show, if the banks, you know, in this country are losing billions when it comes to share value, where's all the billions going to? And you're telling me it's people like you?
Not necessarily. Not well, there are people like me making money, undoubtedly, but
yeah,
markets have gone down and there has been money lost.
Right. You have our money, Nick, and we want it back.
I will do my best. If you come on one of my workshops, I'll teach you how to start making some money from it.
Well, as I said, I know people are fascinated by this, and I know many people are already in front of the PC on a regular basis, or when they get an opportunity at work or whatever, they click on or switch on or whatever. And look, if you want to know more about this, but the point we're making is, ladies and gentlemen, even in a recession, and even when the stock markets are in turmoil, for some, that is a glorious opportunity to make a lot of money. You're making a fortune out of someone else's misfortune, but that's the way the stock market works. And Nick MacDonald is one of the world's leading experts on this. His company is called Trade with Precision. If you want to know more, go to www.tradewithprecision.com, because Nick is organizing seminars where you can attend a seminar, and he'll tell you all about dealing with the stock markets and setting up your little trading center. And all the advice and information you require, you will get at his seminars. I think it's very, very interesting. I really do. Nick MacDonald, thanks for talking to us.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Joe.
Good morning to you.